I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Thursday, April 19. Coming up, Jamaica positioning itself to host international sport and culture events, JCF and Education Ministry to stage anti-gang week, and over 45% of data capture completed in 3D seismic survey for oil and gas. The news in detail after the break.
Learn and save while you earn. Apply now to the National Service Corps program. Are you 18 to 24 years old, not working, not going to school? Then this opportunity is yours for the taking. Get core skills and on-the-job training. Learn about documentation and digitization, geographic information systems, environmental management, and so much more, and save while you earn. Application forms available at heart-nta.org. Call 1-888-432-7868 or visit the nearest Heart Trust NTA National Youth Service or Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning office for more information.
Now the news. The Education Ministry will be collaborating with the Jamaica Constabulary Force, JCF, to stage an inaugural anti-gang week. The hosting of the week is part of activities being undertaken through a special partnership with the JCF's Counterterrorism and Organized Crime Investigation Branch, CTOC, to engage at-risk youth and steer them away from criminal activities. Head of CTOC, Assistant Commissioner of Police Fitz Bailey, says plans for the week are being finalized, with rollout scheduled for May.
We will engage our stakeholders, including the NGOs, the church, other civic group, and the entire week will be focused on diversion from gangs. We are planning to have like town-hall meetings, going into schools, different with variety of program projects, sensitization issues. So that is in train.
ACP Bailey says the week will focus on activities that promote diversion from gangs and will target students as well as at-risk youth outside of the school system. Activities for the week are to be funded under the $3 million US Safe Schools project, being funded by the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. Jamaica has its sights set on hosting major sporting and cultural events and will be taking the necessary steps for consideration by selection bodies. That's the word from Sports Minister Olivia Grange, who was speaking at a reception to welcome home athletes who participated in the recently concluded Commonwealth Games in Australia.
We hosted the games once. That was in 1966 rather. It's the only time that the Caribbean ever hosted the games. So we hope one day to host the games again and to welcome our brothers and sisters from across the Commonwealth to beautiful Jamaica. So as part of our cultural and sports for economic development strategy, we will be bidding to stage major international sport and cultural events right here in Jamaica.
The welcome reception for the athletes was held at the Norman Manley International Airport earlier this week. Jamaica was represented in 15 sporting disciplines at the Commonwealth Games, winning 27 medals, including 7 gold, 9 silver, and 11 bronze. Tullow Oil is reporting steady progress in its oil exploration 3D seismic survey, with over 45% of data capture already completed. The survey is the most advanced study carried out in Jamaica's offshore. It started in March and is being conducted under a production sharing agreement between the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica and Tullow Oil. The process involves a detailed examination of the ocean's subsurface in a 2,250 square kilometer 3D polygon in the Morant Basin area south of Jamaica. Sound waves are being used to generate images of formations beneath the seafloor, which will then be analyzed for indicators of oil and gas reservoirs. The seismic work will run over 50 to 60 days, with another 12 to 18 days to analyze the data. The PCJ is reporting that though it will be a while before any definitive findings are procured, the investigations will heavily influence decision-making as it relates to drilling. And the Mandeville Regional Hospital is targeting 360 cataract surgeries during its fourth cataract camp, set for April 20 to 23. The camp is being held in collaboration with Florida-based Mind, Body and Soul Ministries in an effort to reduce the waiting list at the hospital's ophthalmology department. Consultant ophthalmologist at Mandeville Regional's ophthalmology department, Dr. Gavin Henry, says patients for the surgery have been pre-selected.
It is free. I will be using the main operating theater at Mandeville Hospital. But we, essentially, the patients for this list have been patients who have been seen by us in the eye clinic. So the public is not able to access these surgeries just coming off the street. They have to be referred to the eye clinic, then they have to be assessed by us and then put forward for surgery.
The cataract camp started in 2014 and is held annually, with 250 surgeries performed during the 2017 camp. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.